Sean Coates joins me on the long line from the Roanoke area. He's with Horse Archer Productions, online at horsearcherproductions.com. And he is the man behind the new documentary about horror in Virginia. And you can see this film coming up at the Virginia Film Festival, 2:30 on Saturday, November 7th. And that will be at the Vinegar Hill Theater. Sean, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very, very good. Now, remind us again what this documentary is about. And for folks who've been around Virginia for a while, they might have see some familiar faces there.
Oh, yeah. It is a documentary that chronicles 50 years of television horror hosting. And for your listeners in Charlottesville, that would include the Bowman Body and also Slime Theater. And we were able to track down everybody involved in those shows. And in fact, as a matter of fact, we have recovered some previously thought lost footage from Slime Theater that goes all the way back to 73.
Good deal. That's really exciting. And again, this is Saturday, November 7th at the Vinegar Hill Theater here in Charlottesville at 2:30. And do I hear you right? I'm reading something here in an email you sent me. The one and only Count Gore Duvall is going to be at that event?
Absolutely. He's planning to anyway. We're unless something comes up, he's going to be there. He will be in costume. He will be his regular fun and entertaining self, I'm sure. And I've been at a few events with Count Gore, and he always just throws himself into it. He always really loves it.
Yeah. That will tell you. Now, I was just young enough where that guy really scared me. I know he was trying to be funny, but when I flipped over to Channel 20, WDCA in Washington, 11:30 on a Saturday night, and he went to work, that scared me.
Sure. Well, you know, it's one of those things that it depends on when it hits you and how old you are and what the circumstances are. And, you know, if you'd been watching it a few years older, you probably would have been laughing. But that's not an uncommon experience, you know. And what we found is that we've interviewed a lot of fans of a lot of different shows as well as the hosts and producers. And we found that a lot of people have a very lasting and intense emotional experience with their television horror host, whether it's because they remember being scared or they remember, you know, laughing a lot, or whether they, you know, for a lot of people it was something like sneaking downstairs when mom and dad were asleep. And it's very important to people.
We're talking with Sean Coates of Horse Archer Productions. The movie is going to premiere here in Charlottesville at the Vinegar Hill Theater on Saturday, November 7th at 2:30. And Sean, it's as simple as showing up then, or do they need to get tickets ahead of time?
Well, you should get tickets. I don't know you can get them online. I'm not 100% sure if they're going to sell out or how it's going to work. But I know you can order them now online, and you can do that by going to virginiafilm.com and looking at the schedule and finding Virginia Creepers. We're on 7th of November. It'll be the first theater appearance of the film. We did have a preview run down in Chesapeake last week, and actually the DVDs will be available right before Halloween. So if somebody is not able to go and would like to get a copy of it, you can go to virginiacreepersmovie.com. You got to go to virginiacreepersmovie.com, and you can order it from there as well.
Now, Sean, one of the things I find really fascinating about this documentary, and talk about this for a minute here before we let you go, the larger theme, of course, is about the transformation of television from, in many communities, a very local affair, as we see in these horror host programs that you document throughout Virginia, to, you know, a more conglomerate, corporate thing.
Yeah, that's true. We really feel like the film is a microcosm that reflects what went on nationally. And in the 80s, you had a turn away from local television. The whole industry was deregularized, and then as a result, you started to see larger and larger corporate entities buying up local stations. You had the influx of infomercials. Movie packages were bought up by people like the Turner Broadcasting Company or whomever, and it became AMC. You know, they'd buy the rights to them, and then became impossible for a local station to show, you know, Frankenstein or one of the old classics. and there's a lot of ways in which that really is a problem. It takes the local character out of television, which TV, like radio, can be a real community foundation. And it also, you know, if you think about it, except for Turner and AMC now and then, you don't see too many black and white movies. You just don't see them. And it used to be very, very common, and so there are some great films and some different styles, not just horror, but other forms of film that are rarely seen by kids growing up today. And I think that's a problem. And of course, you also take away the personality.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a shame too, because those are the kind of movies that we grew up with, and it's a whole different kind of storytelling that that kids are missing out on today. Sean Coates is with Horse Archer Productions. The website is VirginiaCreepersMovie.com, and you can see it here in Charlottesville at the Vinegar Hill Theater on Saturday, November 7th at 2:30. Sean, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Coy. And let me just say, as a Hokie, I hope those Wahoos win this weekend. And congratulations for being on first place in the ACC. They've been working hard.
How about that? Who would have thought? Who would have thought?
Well, we'll see how it goes, but I wish them luck definitely this weekend.
Yes, there you go.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Good. Great. Thank you, Sean, so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.